Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday, Taco Stand Thursday, and Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, all brought to you by C-Specs, the original surf sunglasses. Reliable UV protection for your eyes. Check them out at cspecs.com. Thanks to C-Specs for sponsor report for the end of June coming up here. Looks like Friday's the 1st of July, and Monday's going to be 4th of July already. And it looks like we're going to have a little bit of wave action, and we've got wave action today, and it looks like it's going to drop off a little on Thursday, then pick right back up again.
Sandler, look how good Second Life looks.
As we're going to get a southeast wind swell, just a little baby one, it's going to stay around the same size, knee to thigh with waist high with Lucky Waist Plus. Inlet's your best bet. And winds are going to be out of the easterly today on Wednesday, maybe southeast in the afternoons, 10 plus to 15 in the afternoons for the next few days for sure. Now we're watching, we've got three different little puffs or storms out there, one in the Gulf right now that looks like it's going to kind of stay stationary. It's over by Texas-Mexico border, and it's going to drift, it looks like, up into Texas area, up that way, maybe Mexico area. It's not going to do very much. Now we got one down in the Caribbean and another one down there too. Season's starting kind of early right now, but both of them look like they kind of fizzle out. One of them's going to give us that little bit of a southeast flow through Friday and Saturday, it looks like, and then it's going to back off a little bit, but there should be a little background bump still for the next few days after the week and for the weekend. It looks like South Florida, late Thursday, Friday, Saturday, southeast wind bump for South Florida. The usual 1 to 2 buckle my shoe with maybe some waist-high sets, but don't expect a whole bunch. But better than it's been. It's been pretty small down there the last couple days, so there'll be maybe a little bit of bump to get wet, so you don't have to come all the way up to Central Florida to get wet. But don't hold your breath, because you never know. The wind's got to kick in a little bit. There's no real groundswell or anything like that. So that's what's going on. We're watching the tropics. Doesn't look like much is going to come out of it. But we've got a baby southeast wind swell for the panhandle. I'm talking about a wind bump, maybe ankle snappers to knee to thigh if you're really lucky. And that's it. West Coast, there's not much either. So that's going to wrap it up for the Wipeout Wednesday. Thanks again to cspecs.com for sponsor report. And we'll be back for the Foam Ball Friday to see if anything changes. And cross your fingers. It looks like there might be a little bump for 4th of July. You guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See you.